Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third, the left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Cleo James. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Clendenin moves to third. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kessinger. Clendenin scores. Swoboda moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swoboda scores. Foy moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hyatt and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Foy scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball four. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, four strike three. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Grote moves to second. It's 4-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Grote scores. Agee moves to third. It's 5-0, Mets. Roberto Rodriguez now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Agee scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 6-0, Mets. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Swoboda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-1 in the game. Koosman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roberto Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6. And the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Singleton strikes out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clendenon strikes out. two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman fires over to first and Clendenin drops the ball. That's an error on Clendenin. Kessinger moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Koosman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Mets. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-2 in the game. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. James hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Galeano pinch hits for Roberto Rodriguez. Phil Galeano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galeano hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Colburn now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Agee strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Mets. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Swoboda strikes out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. Foy moves to second. It's 7-3, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett is walked intentionally. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Foy moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 8-3, Mets. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 3 in the game. Koosman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. James hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph pinch hits for Jim Colburn. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.